Wake up!
99.7 Now.
They make me smile in the morning. They put me in a good mood.
Yeah! It's 99.7 Now with Big Bay Mornings. And, of course, October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we are doing it again, teaming up with Kara's Cupcakes for a super important and pretty amazing cause.
Yeah, you can stop by any day to a Kara's Cupcakes and purchase the Big Bay Mornings chocolate raspberry cheesecake cupcake. That is a mouthful in more ways than
literally
one.
Yeah, I want one now. Come on.
Our logo is on those cupcakes, and that money goes to the Breast Cancer Emergency Fund. But again, this year, we are bringing this back. We will hand deliver cupcakes to the office that makes the highest bid to the Breast Cancer Emergency Fund.
Can you talk about last year? Because you raised a ton of money last year.
Well, we raised a lot of money because we got into a bidding war. Several offices kept just going top. So we delivered to three offices last year, which we're willing to do again if we can get another bidding war. But FH Daily Chevrolet, they were one of the top bidders last year. They donated over $3,000.
Wow.
And we deliver to them. And they've already texted in this morning, Debbie from FH Daily. And she's challenging everybody. This will go down on Friday.
We will do the
auction all morning long. And we're hoping to beat last year's record. We raised just over $10,000 in one day. And we delivered the cupcakes. And it was a lot of fun. We got to go into offices, meet people, and let them try all the delicious Kara's cupcakes. So if you want Benny and I in your office to hang out with.
They're like, oh, on second thought, actually, I'm not sure about that.
All right, well, you do want the cupcakes.
Yes.
But I know FH Daily is already in. They're challenging, so we're going to get this bidding going, and it's all going down Friday. So this will give you time if you're an office manager, if you're a boss. Let's get those funds going. Start talking to the money people at your office and say, can we loosen up the purse strings and help raise money for the Breast Cancer Emergency Fund? Friday will be the auction.
And if that's just not a possibility, we do encourage you still to stop into Kara's Cupcakes and get yourself a couple of these yummy cupcakes and donate to an important cause for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And let's play with Amy in Union City. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Welcome to Monday. How you feeling on this fine Monday?
I am feeling great. How are you?
We are good. We're ready to give you some money. You think you can answer these 10 questions?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know how it works. 60 seconds on the clock. You get them all right. You win the money. You tell me when you're ready to play.
I'm ready.
Ready, set, go.
True or false? People speak Portuguese in South America.
False.
Which war was fought between the North and South regions in the United States?
Pass.
What type of feather did people write with during the Middle Ages? It starts with a Q.
Quail.
Name one of the five journalistic question words. Hint, they start with W.
Who?
The ancient Egyptian writing system was called what?
Hieroglyphic.
What species can live on both water and land?
Mammal.
What is the main character in a story called?
Pass.
In what country is the famous Taj Mahal located?
India.
All right, let's go through them. We only got through eight, unfortunately, this morning, but we'll go through the ones that you got right and wrong. People do speak Portuguese in Brazil, which is in South America, so that question is true. It was the Civil War that the North and the South fought. You passed on that. It's a quill, not a quail, that they wrote with back in the Middle Ages, but close enough. I'll give that one to you. It is who, what, when, where, or why. Those are your W words, and you got who. Hieroglyphics, that is the ancient writing system for the Egyptians. Amphibians is what we were looking for, a species that can live on both water and land. It is a protagonist that is the main character in a story, and it is India where you will find the Taj Mahal.
All right, Amy. Thank you for playing. And we are going to send you out a little package of goodies for doing that. All right?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have yourself a great day. In 1 hour, we will play it again. Big Money Minute for $1,000. And then right after that, Secret Sound is back. That's right. It's Monday, so we're bringing it back all week long. Jackpot's at $1,700. If you can tell us what Secret Sound number 6 is, 820, we will do that. When we get back, 730 Dirty's on the way. Is your county at risk for another PG&E power shutoff this week? We'll let you know if you're one of the 17 counties at risk for that.
And a shocking, scary fall landed Lady Gaga in the hospital. Will she be able to perform again? You're going to find out next in The Dirty.
It's 99.7 now, Big Bay Mornings on a Monday, which means it's Ghostbusters Day. So 7:30 this morning, we have a new Ghostbusters coming your way. And the question for Ghostbusters, is it ever a good idea to hook up at work?
You did it, and it worked out for you. You're now married.
I'm now married. It did. It does not work out for everyone, including Andres.
That's right. Two of my best friends in Texas, radio situation, they got called into the principal's office because our program director at the time found out that they were dating, and they tried to keep it quiet.
Never works.
Of course it does, because we work in radio. We're all a bunch of gossip.
It's like working at a high school at times.
Yes. I mean, of course they got found out. They got into big trouble. I also do believe, and this was back in the day, but the program director for sure had the hots for my friend.
Well, Leslie. There you go. That's the issue.
Yeah. So, I mean, that for sure.
If I can't have you, you can't have anybody.
Correct. Although he was married. But 888-456-9970. We'll definitely talk about that in Ghostbusters, whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. But have you dated somebody from work, and did it work out for you?
All right, before,
Minnie is married because of work.
Before that, your 7:30 Dirty is coming next. And be aware, PG&E power shutoffs could happen again this week. 17 counties could be affected by the shutoff. We'll talk about it inside your 7:30 Dirty coming up next.
Are you ready? And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
With a known of high winds expected to hit the North Bay this Wednesday and Thursday, PG&E is warning of potential power shutoffs for 17 counties, including Napa, Solano, and Sonoma.
Can every county just go to the idea that the San Jose mayor had? Get your own grid.
Go
around them. I know it's not easy. It's going to take a lot of time and work, but eventually, get your own grid and do your own thing.
A new survey found the top things that the average American needs for a perfect morning include coffee. Duh. I've had 2 cups. A good breakfast. I've had that. Time to catch up on the news. Well, you're getting that. And time to listen to your favorite radio show.
Hey,
you're getting that too.
Yes.
Charmin has released a new roll of toilet paper designed to last up to 1 month without having to change the roll.
Did you look at the photo of this roll?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Like, I don't even know if your car is big enough to, like, put it in there.
Yeah, so it won't fit on an average.
You have to buy one of those. It shows. You know those standalone stands?
Uh-huh.
They have, yeah.
So you have to get the stand with
on there.
The toilet
paper.
That
would last me 6 months because I have a bidet, so I don't have to use that much toilet paper. So, yeah, this could be a year-long thing, 2 rolls for me.
It's a 3-pack of 2, and it's 2 pounds, 1,700 sheet rolls, $30. You can get it on the Charmin website.
Sassy sport.
You could also use it to work out. Like when you're in the bathroom, you could be doing, like, triceps as you sit there. Hey, the 49ers are 6-0 for only the third time in team history. And if you saw that game, it was torrential downpour in D.C. when they beat Washington. But at the end of the game, they got a sack, and all the defensive players just kind of did the Shamu across the field. It was an awesome sight. The 49ers are having a good time right now. They'll try to go 7-0 against Carolina on Sunday. Raiders, not so lucky. They played Green Bay. Quarterback Derek Carr had a bunch of mishaps, and that turned into a 42-24 debacle. The Raiders are now 3-3 and head to Houston on Sunday. And Tom Brady is upset at the media because they are asking if his new cameo in a Netflix series is about Robert Kraft. He's seen, now, this is Tom Brady walking out of a spa called Happy Spa in a strip mall. And, of course, people are thinking that's a shot at his owner who was arrested for going to one of these spas in a strip mall earlier in the year. But he's like, that was, the script was written 4 years ago. Y'all, it's just the media hyping stuff up. Dude, you just filmed it, though. You were very aware of the situation and what it would look like. But, of course, Brady now is taking a page out of his good friend Donald Trump's playbook and blaming the media for this when he could have just said, you know what, probably a bad idea to be seen walking out of a happy ending spa.
It didn't say happy endings.
Is it happy? I put the ending. That's all I got. And that's the ending of Sassy Sports. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Lady Gaga and a fan fell off the stage during a concert last week. Gaga said she had her whole body x-rayed and she's going to be okay. She also posted a weird video last night on Instagram. Did you see this? She's taking an ice bath, getting down to some EDM.
Used to take them all the time.
Yeah, blasting EDM music?
No, no. But, you know, when I was training for a marathon after a marathon, an ice bath will save your life.
Jared Leto is so pissed off that he wasn't cast as the Joker that he tried to get the entire movie shut down. He was very jealous that Joaquin Phoenix was cast, and he was not.
Dude, and Joaquin Phoenix killed it. So take that, Jared Leto.
Joaquin did so well, too, because the guy's just out of his mind to begin with. I feel like that guy's so crazy. But so anyway, now that Jared Leto wasn't cast in that, he's saying, I will not be in the 2021 Suicide Squad
Joker.
Well,
guess what? Suicide Squad sucked anyway.
Kim Kardashian revealed on last night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians that she and Kanye recently renewed their wedding vows. She also revealed that their fourth child, Psalm, was almost named Ye. His name was going to be Ye, but Kanye didn't like Ye because Ye doesn't mean anything. And Psalm has a deep meaning. And speaking of Kardashians, how about a little Kylie Jenner telling us to
rise and shine?
This took off over the weekend.
Can you stop with that? It sounds so bad.
Rise and shine.
And now she's selling those sweatshirts for $65.
They turn everything into a hustle. Can't be mad at that part. All right, we're coming back and we are jumping into Ghostbusters.
It was a blooming work romance until Andres found out that Clara is hooking up with a different dude. It all goes down at 7:40 in Ghostbusters.
Wake up. Hey, hey. This is the best morning show. This is Big Bay Morning.
I love it.
99.7 now.
Have a nice time at work.
You know what time it is. Ghostbusters on Big Bay Mornings on 99.7. Now, Andres is on the line this morning. You're ghosted.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for your help, by the way.
That's what we're here to do. Why don't you break it down a little bit? Tell us what's going on.
You got ghosted by somebody at work?
Yeah. I work on, one of those big tech company campuses, you know, with all the, buildings and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And all the free food.
Right. So we had this one work happy hour thing going on. It was like a month ago, and I saw this girl there. She was so pretty. So I was like, oh, okay. You know, I'd actually never seen her before. But it turns out that we had mutual friends. So I actually started talking to her. We talked about that. And next thing you know, I ended up asking if I could get her phone number. And she said totally, right? Like, she was totally down with that.
Okay.
She and I, we actually ended up going out to get lunch one day. And we got lunch, at on campus.
One of the many restaurants and cafeterias.
You know, we really get screwed. Let me just say.
We have a vending machine.
And that doesn't even work half the time. It still has $1.50 of mine in there. But anyway.
For a bag of chips. Did you notice that? The damn Lays are $1.50. Sorry.
All right. I know. Enough about our problems. All right. So y'all had lunch at work.
Yeah. So we ended up getting lunch at work, and she said she had to cut it short. Because she had to get back to it, she had to get back to work. I was like, oh, okay, cool. But since then, she's been real distant, and I'm not sure what happened.
Well, what do you mean distant? Like, y'all went on one lunch date, and then?
Like, it's a clear change in how she responds to my text. Like, if I text her 3 times, she might text me 1. I don't blow her phone up, though. I know that's what that sounds like, but I've been real careful not to do that or to blow her whole phone up. But
so you're on a slow, you're kind of on a slow fade.
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you asked her out again?
I haven't really got the chance to. It's been 2 weeks.
I know you're not responding to me, but
then she said she she's been busy. She has a work project.
Sounds like she just wasn't into it, my man.
Yeah, I'm guessing, but I just kind of want to get to the bottom of it. You know, like, it's not obvious that she wasn't interested.
So you guys, do you guys not work in the same building?
We don't. You know, we work in the same, like, company and campus, but not the same building.
Oh, I was going to say, just go up to her desk and be like, ding, what's up?
Yeah, I feel like that wouldn't be the right move to make.
No, I don't think that is the right move.
Yeah. I did ask her if I could come visit her at her building, you know, but then she said her supervisor is, like, really strict about that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, she's ghosting you, dude.
Well, I mean, since we're here, I'd really like you guys' help to try and call and get her to say what went wrong, you know?
All right. Well, that is what we do. We'll make the call next for you, Andres.
Got something to tell us?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Send a text to 888-456-9970 on Big Bay Mornings. Big Bay Mornings. Wake up.
All right, we are in the middle of Ghostbusters on Big Bay Mornings. Andres is on the phone. He's trying to figure out what the heck happened to Clara. They met at work, they went out on a date, and then ghosted.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is this Clara?
Yeah, this is she.
I'm sorry, are we interrupting something? Are you working?
I'm getting ready for work.
Hi, Clara. Well, we're Big Bay Mornings over at 99.7 now. We do the morning show, Benny and Greg.
Okay.
We just have a couple questions we want to ask you. Is that okay?
I mean, I guess so.
Well, do you got roommates sleeping?
Or yeah, why are you being so quiet
if you're at home?
My boyfriend's asleep. Hold on a second.
What did she say?
She said her boyfriend's asleep, I think.
She didn't say that.
That's what I think I heard.
You said my friend?
Yeah.
Hi.
Sorry, my boyfriend was asleep.
I told you.
I wake him up.
Your boyfriend is asleep?
Yeah.
Well, looks like we got our answer. Never mind.
Well,
we don't need to talk.
All right.
Okay, Clara.
Your boyfriend? What?
Hold on.
Yeah? Who is this?
Andres, hold on. Andres, sit down. So we do a segment called Ghostbusters. When somebody got ghosted and they can't get a hold of that person, they reach out to us, and that is what we do. So that is what we're doing. So a gentleman named Andres, who works on your campus, said that you guys, you met, you went to lunch one time.
My Lord. Okay. Listen, I like Andres in person. Like, I like him, but I was never into him. And I told him when we met that I was still dating. And, like, now the guy that I was sort of dating is, like, my main man. So I was pretty clear with him that I didn't want a relationship with him.
Okay. So this isn't like a boyfriend you've had of 3 years or something.
No, this is like new. It's like
that makes more sleep.
All right, but
we thought you were creeping. We thought it was a love trap all of a sudden.
Yeah.
No, we were like, I mean, I went to lunch at work with Andres and like we had a good time, but I mean, I didn't want anything. We were just getting to know each other, you know?
Did you tell him at the time that you had a boyfriend?
Well, I didn't have a boyfriend at the time. I was just, like, seeing a few people. Right. And this guy, now my boyfriend, is, like, my boyfriend.
Well, like, you knew that I liked you romantically. I don't get why...
That's why I haven't been communicating, man. That's why I didn't want to be, like, rude to you. I just, you know, I don't want to lead you on. But, like, we didn't kiss. Like, I didn't really give you signals that I liked you. Not to be rude. I mean, like, I just, like, I am dating someone now. You're really nice, but it's not going to work out. Like, I have a boyfriend now.
Yeah, if anything, you're doing the right thing.
Why didn't you just tell him, hey, bruh, I got a boyfriend. Stop texting me.
Well, because it wasn't really obvious that he was, like, that into me. I just was like, okay, no big deal. Just gonna let it go. We're work friends, you know?
Oh, so you didn't
need to declare.
You didn't think he was romantically interested in you?
I mean, I thought he was a little flirty, but I wasn't like, oh, he wants to date me. Like, we're gonna be a couple, you know? And my relationship now is new. It's 2 weeks old, so it's new. But he's asleep, so you guys, I really need to get ready to go back to work.
All right, we'll let you go, Clara. Thank you for talking to us this morning. And yeah, we got the answer we were looking for.
Okay, bye, Clara.
Good luck to you and your new boyfriend.
Thank you. Bye, Andres. Yeah.
Are you shocked? I mean, did you have any inkling? I mean, did she tell you anything?
No. I mean, like, oh, I mean, you know, she did, like, mention that she was seeing people, you know.
You thought you were going to be one of those people, I guess.
Exactly, you know, and it's like the fact that she just up and ghosted. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I really like this girl, so I would have been hurt. But if she told me, hey, remember I said I was seeing people, something really worked out. Like, I'd understand that.
Yeah, so she should have been more, she should have been more clear, I think, but
yeah, I really appreciate you guys helping.
All right, stay away from building number 25. Stay in building number 12.
All right, my man. Well, good luck on your future dating.
Hey, thank you, guys.
See ya. And I have a question. So, speaking of, they work at a tech company. They may be one of them as a millennial millionaire. Right now, they're saying there are over 600,000 millennial millionaires here in this country. And half of them live right here in California. Makes sense, the tech companies. So, being that we're nosy, and most people are nosy, we're like, let's ask the question. You don't have to be a millennial, no matter what your age is. What do you do for a living and how much do you make? Because I know a lot of times it's very surprising. I know some garbage men that make six figures.
I was actually very surprised at how many people reached out earlier today to tell us. I would never tell you what my salary is. I mean, I can't believe all these people are telling me how much they make.
Well, we're keeping it anonymous, so you don't have to worry about that.
I know all of them because I have programmed their names in the texting hotline.
Well, they don't know that.
Yes, they do. They text every day. I text with them, so now I know what every single one of our listeners makes. I'm shocked. Y'all are so open.
So if you don't mind sharing, we would love to talk about it right after we play Lizzo. 888-456-9970. You can call, but if you feel more comfortable texting, you can do that as well. And we'll share some of the professions out there, what you do and how much you make. Like an instructional designer, texted earlier, makes $120,000 a year. Don't even know what that is. An Oakland cop makes $125,000 a year. Air traffic controller making $93,000 a year in Oakland. So let us know. 888-456-9970. We'll take some calls after Poptopia artist Lizzo. Good as hell. I hope you're feeling good as hell on a Monday. Come on.